I was having a damn fantastic day, and it had everything to do with the lovely curves in front of me. There was nothing better in life than a blank canvas of perfect supple flesh that begged for a needle. I had prime virgin skin laid out before me on a woman who had a high pain tolerance, one who never even moved when I had to dig a little deeper to finish shading the edges. Yesterday was one of the good days, and the sweet mom of four who lay on her side on my table as I worked on her ribs and hips was the sole reason. She wanted a full piece that was seriously detailed and would take me more than a couple of sessions. But considering that I really liked working on her, and the art that we came up with together was pretty fantastic, I didn't mind the long hours. This was what I'd trained for, what I loved about working at Montgomery Inc. My client Kim had come in with the idea of putting some of her favorite book series together in a long and complicated array that would all fit into one big piece. She was an avid romance reader, and had asked every single author she wanted to be tattooed with if it was okay if she used their series logos, or objects that represented them. Apparently the authors either replied happily yes, or had cried and said yes. If I had the talent to be an author and someone wanted to use my work in that way, I'd have probably said yes as well. Kim was essentially putting part of their souls on her body, and that work would remain there until the day she died. If that wasn't a symbol of her dedication and love for the authors and their work, I didn't know what was. "How you doing, Kim?" I asked as I leaned back, stretching a bit. She might be the one with the needle in her skin, but with how much I was bending over today, I'd probably end up just as sore. There was a reason one of my favorite artists outside the shop wore corsets while he worked.
"I'm okay."
She smiled sleepily at me, and I couldn't help but grin. She was seriously the perfect client. Getting a tattoo didn't always put people in their unique subspace or give them a high, but Kim dropped right in after only a few minutes of wincing. If I could do that, I'd probably have a lot more ink than I did. As it was, my entire left arm and side were ink-free, as was most of my right arm. I had a full back piece, and most of my chest and thighs were covered, but I hadn't figured out exactly what I wanted to do for my sleeves yet. Considering that the old adage of never trusting a tattoo artist without ink was something most people listened to, I ended up showing off my back a lot. My boss Maya said I should just tattoo shirtless at this point, even if it wasn't exactly up to code, but I assumed that was just a joke. At least I hoped it was, since if I actually showed up without a shirt, she'd probably kick my ass. Not that I ever really knew with Maya or her brother Austin, who also owned the shop. They tended to take sarcasm to the next level. Just one more reason why I loved working here. I fit right in. I figured it would take another few years before I reached the level of sarcasm the Montgomerys and their ilk had attained, though. I didn't mind. I'd spent the past few years being a journeyman of sorts, going from shop to shop, honing my craft and learning from some of the best artists out there. I wanted to learn exactly what it meant to be a tattoo artist beyond the craze that the media seemed to show these days. I loved drawing and figuring out exactly what I wanted my character sketches to turn into in the end. But it wasn't until I got my first tattoo at the tender age of 17, after lying and saying that I was actually 20, that I knew exactly what I wanted to be when I grew up.